Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center San Diego. Hope that everyone enjoyed their weekend. Let's start with a word of prayer. Lord, I love you on today. I thank you, Lord, for just taking care of us, just watching over us, just being with us, being our God. And I thank you, Lord, that we are your children. And that we do not count it lightly, Lord, that we know you. And we just thank you, Lord, for your presence in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, let's go back to John chapter 11, where we left off. We left off at verse 31, where Mary and Martha was going out to meet Jesus. So let's start at verse 32. It says, "Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died." Before I even continue, that is like us, where we are having a struggle or a problem or an issue, and we think, Lord, you could have kept me from this. If you would have only did this, or if you would have only did that, or if I would have got this before this happened, if this situation would have turned out this way, I would be better off. But we don't know. Now remember in verse 4 of the same chapter when Jesus said, "This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby." And so Mary is quite upset. She's hurting. She's distraught. She loved her brother, and we'd be the same way. And we say, God, if you would have been here, you know, so and so wouldn't have done this, or this would have happened. But we don't know how God is going to work it out. But we trust God that he's going to see us through, because he will never leave us. He will never forsake us. And he has a plan, and we trust him. We trust his plan. So let's continue. Verse 33, "When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled, and said, Where have you laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see." And verse 35, the shortest scripture in the book, in the Bible, it says, Jesus wept. Jesus wept. Now, the verse right before that says, Mary was weeping. I'm sure Martha was weeping. And everybody that was with her, the company of her, were all weeping because Lazarus is dead. And it says in verse 35, Jesus wept. Jesus understands. He has been touched with the feelings of our infirmities, and in every point he was tempted, but he did not sin. What does that mean? That he understands our pain. Let's go over to Isaiah 53 and verse 3. It says, "He is despised and rejected," meaning that he has been forsaken of men, "a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief." He is a man of pains. He understands. And so Jesus, in his humanity, saw Mary weeping and everyone that knew Lazarus weeping, and he wept. That shows us that God has compassion, that he feels our pain. He is a father, and he feels our pain, and he hurts when we hurt. When we hurt, we see it right there. He wept. He wept because he knew he felt their pain. Let's see verse 36. "Then said the Jews, Behold, how he loved him." So they saw he loved Lazarus. He loved him, and he himself was weeping. God was weeping. I don't know about you, but that says something. That says something. God was weeping. He was feeling the pain, and he loved Lazarus, and Lazarus was dead. but he knew what he was going to do. And even though he knew what he was going to do, he still felt their pain. Let's see verse 37. And some of them said, could not this man, which opened the eyes of the blind, have caused that even this man could not have died? So they're questioning it. They're saying, if he could, you know, open the eyes of the blind, surely he could have been here and stopped the man from dying, because they didn't see the whole totality of the mission that Jesus had. His mission was to glorify God and be glorified in the action of raising Lazarus from the dead, that we might believe. They that are that were present with him, and we, thousands of years later, 2,000 years, reading John chapter 11, would see the whole transaction taking place and how Jesus did not go right away. He waited 4 days because he had a mission, because the Jews believe that the spirit hovered around the body at least 3 days. He was doing all these things were going on, taking place, and he was going to be glorified in this action. And he saw their pain, and even in the midst of their pain, he knew he had a bigger cause. He had a bigger cause. And the cause would be that thousands of years later, we might believe. We might read the scripture and believe. Let's continue. Verse 38. Jesus therefore again groaning in himself cometh to the grave, to the tomb. It was a cave and a stone laid upon it. Verse 39, Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. So she's saying, Lord, you take away the stone. There's a tremendous stench. The body is decaying. Worms and maggots and all those things are on the body, and it's going to be smelling. And you're saying, roll away the stone. So I say to you, you may have a situation, and I mean, it is awful. It stinks. It is terrible. Trust God. Go to God, because God is in the restoration business. He restores. What is restoration? It is the act of returning something to a former owner, place, or condition. It is repairing something, mending it, rebuilding it, reconstructing it, rehabilitating it, making it over again. So regardless of the situation or the circumstance, and it looks terrible, and you think there's no way, there is always a way with God. Nothing is impossible to God. So take it to the Lord, because he is able to heal, deliver, set free, and he is able to restore. Amen. Let's read verse 39 to finish that up. Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Martha said, the sister of Jesus said, after 4 days, Lord, it stinks. Verse 40. Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldst see the glory of God? We're going to stop right there. We're going to continue tomorrow. Think about that. If you would believe, would you not see the glory of God? God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Join me tomorrow on The Word and Me.